Hour of Kevin Miller in the Morning is brought to you by Tway Travel, your adventure travel specialists. Fighting for America.
It's Christmas Eve. It's the one night of the year when we all act a little nicer, we smile a little easier, we share a little more. For a couple of hours out of the whole year, we are the people that we always hoped we would be.
Fighting for Idaho.
We're going to press on, and we're going to have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap dance with Danny Kaye.
Fighting for you.
Merry Christmas!
Sees Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
degrees, Kevin Miller in the Morning. The Christmas party continues. We do this every year. Like I said, Tea Party Bob will remember this joke. I said it 2 hours ago. Double up on the Benazepril, double up on the Bistolic. The old high blood pressure is rolling. But you know something? This is about faith, family, and freedom, our great community here in the Treasure Valley. We invite people to stop by. You can still RSVP at kevin@kidoam.com. I think two people in the room actually followed directions. Now everybody else just kind of takes over. And those people that did follow directions are on the nice list. The others, Pat, on the naughty.
It's fun to be naughty.
Exactly. You heard it here first. Let's go around the room. Pat from Middleton, Daryl and Sheila from the Canyon County Tea Party. We have Terry from State College, Pennsylvania, Greg Pruitt from the Idaho Second Amendment Alliance, Tom Munns from TomMunns.com, Munns Tom Twitter, Tom Munns Facebook, Matt from Middleton with Mabel, the wonderful little doggy here. We also have our great friend Terry, I think I said from State College, Pennsylvania. If I didn't, we'll give him a double plug, and Tea Party Bob, TPB, with us from the Gem State Patriot. Good to have everybody here on this early, early Tuesday morning. Matt, we were talking a little bit about inspiration. Tell us a little bit about your thoughts here for people that, you know, they don't get a chance to come in. Maybe they're working a double shift. Maybe they don't have a job. Maybe that right now they're listening to the radio to say, you know, I need some hope.
Right. Well, my two cents would be, you know, If you're struggling with your faith, with family, friends, anything like that, then just know that Jesus Christ loves you. That's why you know, He's there, is to love you. And His teaching would be to love one another, and do something good for somebody else, even if that just means, you know, calling in to the radio, for example, 580 KIDO, to you know, just tell your story. And you never know who might be listening. You know, you might change somebody's life. You never know.
Well, I can remember how I first met you. Do you remember that?
Absolutely.
It was Thanksgiving Day.
That was. I had a stroke back in April of 2009, and I was in the I'm still in the recovery process, but I remember I met you at the. We were at the Boise Town Square, but the day before I called into the radio. You were doing the Thanksgiving Across America. And I felt like I needed to call in and tell you my story.
And you did. And, yes, I missed the Thanksgiving Across America show. Do you?
Oh, yeah. That was good. But
Yeah. That was a great time. So what do you think of the year? What's the year been like for you?
It's been real tough. But it's also been a good learning experience. And as long as you keep your faith, you know, then God will lead you. And yeah, He's going to lead you through some trials, but that's how, for example, that's how your military is formed. That's how you train a Marine, is through trial, is through hard experiences. You don't train a Marine by, you know, sitting at home doing nothing. You train a Marine by going out there doing it, fighting, combat, you know, training. And I think that we're being trained to be God's military.
Our great friend Matt from Middleton, we'll hear more from him coming up. We also have our friend Greg Pruitt from the Idaho Second Amendment Alliance. He's with us today. Greg, good to have you with us. How you been?
Morning, Kevin. Glad to be here, and been trying to enjoy the retired life, I guess.
Well, you've been retired, but you've been running around when you're talking about, you know, keeping the Second Amendment alive here in the state of Idaho. A lot of people think that you know, it's in the Constitution, no big deal, everything is good.
Yeah, everything is not good. We do have a lot of good gun laws here in Idaho, and we're very blessed to live here and live in a state where a lot of our citizens appreciate the right to keep and bear arms. You'll probably see a whole bunch of people going out shooting for family and with family and stuff here on the Christmas vacation. You probably don't see that in a whole lot of other states, but we still have a lot of work to do, Kevin. We've got to fight for constitutional carry and a whole lot of other gun laws and get our laws protected before it's too late, before the legislature flips to the blue and we end up seeing the reverse. So, like our friends in Washington, our friends in Colorado are struggling with right now. So,
well, again, the fight continues. What about the year? How has it been for you, sir?
Yeah, it's been kind of a crazy year, you know, trying to run the gun group, and I had some injuries that I sustained while I was in Iraq, and so the Army kind of forced me into medical retirement, and then my job had to force me into medical retirement because I had to be in the Army to keep that, and so back in October, I lost my job and going into retirement now, and so I guess that gives me a lot of time to work on the Second Amendment stuff. And
right.
It's all a blessing in disguise, I suppose. But it's been kind of a crazy year trying to adjust to the life of being a stay-at-home dad and the wife leaving every chance she gets to get away from the kids for once. And
right.
So it's been interesting.
Very different world than having rallies and stuff. You've got a big rally coming up?
We do. And February 21st. 2015, we're going to have a rally, and we're trying to get the word out as much as possible over the next few months. This is for constitutional carry specifically. As you well know, we've been fighting for that for a few years,
yeah.
And so we're going to have a rally. We're going to march from the center on the Grove up to the Capitol building. We'll have some vendors hopefully up there, you know maybe Tea Party Bob and some others that can set up a table and get some information out to people when we get up to the Capitol building.
We continue on. Our great friend Greg Pruitt with us here. Tom Munns is with us as well. Here at 580 KIDO. And Tom, you take a look at some of the issues. Is there anything bigger than, as Greg Pruitt talked about, constitutional carry coming up in this upcoming legislature for the season?
Well, I've actually been deviating a bit from some of the local issues. I've been focusing more on some of the national issues that actually do affect us locally. That was kind of funny that you mentioned that, because one of the things that Greg was talking about with the constitutional carry and the maintenance of the Second Amendment and the rest of the Bill of Rights comes the trade merger thing that doesn't seem to be too sexy and not gaining a whole lot of traction. But basically, if you know, these partnerships and things are signed, not only will the Second Amendment be gone, but the entire Bill of Rights and the Constitution will be gone as well. So what I'm trying to do is maybe look a little bit deeper. I have a deep appreciation for Greg and all of those things, but that's kind of a bigger issue that I'm trying to be able to create an awareness of. Because our government actually believes that
oh my gosh, aren't we talking about
the supreme law of the land? But no, it's directly related to guns. It's directly related to the abolition of guns through the continual control of the United Nations. And so that's something that really needs to be brought into the forefront.
You know, shouldn't we start an argument here? Should we start an argument? You know, every year we usually have an argument. Not with you and me. I like what you said. You want to go? Not me. No. I'm trying to think. Well, Pat's too busy texting. But I guess we should start talk about some issues here and invite the listening audience in as well, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. How about this? A new poll out saying 23% of Americans are opting out of Christmas. Yes. TPB, what do you make of that?
I'm not surprised. I mean, the way things have been changing in the last 10 years, it really doesn't surprise me at all.
What form of the opting out of Christmas are you talking about, though? The gift-giving portion?
Looks texty.
No, opting out of Christmas.
Come what? Lately. No. You know the rules. Don't speak unless spoken to.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Oh, now he's going to pout. Were you finished with your sentence, or did you take a breath?
Oh, no. Of course, we need Pat to text. Let's hear your texting.
Yes. Anyway, Christmas time is here, and a new poll reveals the cards and gifts that are part of celebrating the holiday are ubiquitous, even among those who don't share the Christian beliefs. According to the new AP poll, 77% of Americans plan to exchange gifts this holiday season. 48% will send greeting cards. The gift-giving set includes about 8 in 10 Christians and 73% of those who say they have no religious beliefs. Greeting cards along denominational lines, with 53% of Protestants, 55% of Catholics, and 40% of those without religious beliefs say they will send cards this year. So that I believe it's gift giving. 23% don't do it.
Well, but are they keeping up with the spiritual meaning of Christmas, the celebration of the birth of Christ? Or
well, I think that's I think that's what we could throw out to the panel. How many of you believe that actually people are celebrating the real meaning of Christmas this Christmas season? When everybody goes, Happy Holidays, everybody! Happy Holidays, everybody! Happy Holidays, everybody!
I just slap them in the face. They say, Happy Holidays. I just go, Merry Christmas right back at them. I say, hey, Merry Christmas to you.
What happens when you slap someone in the face?
Well,
do they give you a poke? They give you a poke in the gut?
I'd be the Pillsbury Doughboy. I just giggle.
You probably text them to death.
I'm not texting. I'm reading.
You know that story. One time I was at church, the governor came up to me and poked me in the, like I was a Pillsbury Doughboy.
Did you go, ooh. Did you get one of
these? Yeah, he did. He goes, look at that. So much for my masculinity. I'm sorry, Sheila. You were going to say something?
I was going to say that gifts and cards are the superficial aspect of Christmas. What's in people's hearts and which people did they poll anyway? I don't know if I trust that group of people to indicate what the country is, which way the country is going. I think people are probably more spiritual now than they have been before.
Hmm. Interesting.
I sent.
Oh, we're back to you.
I sent spiritual, okay. Religious cards. I spent. I sent cards for the first time in several years, but only because they had a Christian meaning. They had a meaning of the preparation of our preparing for the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. So
let's listen to something. And Ray, I guess you'll have to turn off all the mics, but mine here, so they can hear, and I'll turn mine off. This is something that is making the rounds on social media. In fact, Greg Pruitt was very fired up about this, but let's take a listen here to a new PSA concerning gun violence, how to stop it. Thank you, Greg. So basically what we're doing here is it's a PSA where we're urging the kids to take their parents' guns away from mommy and daddy and turning them in. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Anyway, we'll talk a little bit more about that as we continue on this new PSA, because apparently kids shouldn't have firearms, and this is a PSA to stop the gun violence. Greg Pruitt, you wanted to give me color commentary in this. You were very upset about this last night.
Yeah, thanks, Kevin. There are so many things wrong with this PSA, and if you haven't had a chance to see it, you got to go see it. Kevin has it posted.
You've got it posted on our
Facebook page. Basically, the PSA is encouraging kids to go steal their parents' guns and take them to school and turn them into their teacher. Now, there are numerous laws that the kid is violating there. Not to mention, they're probably encouraging kids to take guns to school who don't know anything about it. In fact, in the PSA, when the kid pulls the gun out of the drawer, he puts his finger on the trigger. And then he pulls it out when he's at school and sets it pointed right at the teacher and sets it on the desk right in front of her. And this, it's the most asinine PSA I think I have ever seen.
Right. The teacher looks scared.
Yeah, she should be, exactly. I mean, you got a kid that probably doesn't know what he's doing with the gun. Setting it right in front of her, pointed it at her. So, this is the lowest thing I think I've ever seen come out of the anti-gun community.
Our children deserve a safe world. Stop the gun violence now. Do you think this would be effective, though, for kids that don't know any better?
No, absolutely not. I mean, and if you go, it's funny, if you go to the YouTube, the actual video, and read the comments, it was just blown up with people going, oh my goodness, how many kids are going to accidentally shoot somebody else or shoot themselves trying to do this? That's a horrible idea. In fact, whoever did it should be thrown in jail.
It sounds to me like they're putting an idea in kids' heads that most kids wouldn't even have in the first place to go looking for the guns in the house.
That's exactly right. And how many kids are going to put their finger on the trigger first thing they do when they grab that gun? Like this kid did in the video. I mean, they can't. And that's what's so funny about these anti-gun people. They can't even get gun safety right in their own videos. And you would have thought they would have had somebody coaching them on how to do that. But that whole thing just infuriated me. I couldn't believe it.
All right, more coming up next. It is 719, 580-KIDO. Let's get you to work safely.
Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
It's Christmas.
KIDO. It is 7:26. The Kevin Miller Christmas Party continues. One of the most iconic Christmas songs of all time, Band-Aid, Feed the World, really resonates. But here we are talking about the issues of the day. We have TPB. We have Tom Munns. We have Matt from Middleton, Greg Pruitt, Terry from State College, Pennsylvania. We have Daryl and Sheila from the Canyon County Tea Party. And we have the pugnacious Pat from Middleton. And we have Mabel, our great friend, our four-legged family member. Yes, what?
I said, don't forget Mabel.
Yes, I did say Mabel, Matt. Yes, as we continue on, Mabel and Matt from Middleton. So we're talking about this PSA that's been on social media, and people have been screaming off the air. And I go, Pat, it doesn't do you any good to scream off the air. We need some ratings. We need some good, wholesome hooks. And obviously, the host can't make that happen, so we're relying on everybody here. So let's talk a little bit about this PSA that Greg Pruitt gave us the accurate play-by-play. You're very upset about this.
It's alarming. We're teaching our kids to breathe the new brown shirts, Hitler's little youth movement of spying
You're
on their parents.
You're mentioning Adolf Hitler on our Christmas show?
You want some controversy, and now you tell me to quelch it. I don't understand you. But, you know, think about the overreaction of the little kid that took a plastic toy gun to a Middleton.
We're actually having a show, so if you don't know, we're going to move on.
I can't remember,
sit there and throw it out. Hey, I don't know who it is. Hey, is not you at the Middleton Cafe.
It happened at It happened in Middleton Heights Elementary. The kid got 18 cops.
He didn't even know where it was.
I did.
Did you just say shut up? You were going to say shut up on the Christmas show. How dare you, sir? Exactly. All right.
Look, we had 18 cops shut down the town.
Enough of
because
you.
Because the kid took a
you
toy
didn't even
gun.
Know what school it was.
It was a Middleton High Elementary School. Yes, I do.
High Elementary School. Where goes our credibility?
Your credibility was gone a long time ago.
Let's go to Daryl, your thoughts here at 580KIDO on this entire issue.
Well, Australia had a very, you know, they took all the guns away. I remember they had some letters that went to their government that was thanking, the crooks sent letters to them, thanking them for making their workplace safe. And look what just happened. They just had a heck of people being abducted. And
sure.
What if somebody was packing that was in there that they took up? It probably could have all been over with pretty quick, you know. But this progressive way of doing things, you know, of getting to our kids, has to stop. It has to be recognized first, and it has to be stopped. It's not right. It's like inciting to riot, like what our president and Holder's been doing. I think they should be charged for it. I'm sorry. It's just the wrong thing to do. It's not
all right.
Right.
We'll get back to that, Sheila.
I think it's worth repeating that it puts ideas in kids' heads to go looking for the guns. They weren't even thinking about the guns in the first place, and somebody's telling them that they're responsible to make sure their parents don't have any guns. What kind of upside down values is that?
All right, we continue on here at 580KIDO, taking your calls at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Terry from State College, Pennsylvania, is this education or indoctrination?
Well, you know, two months prior in Australia, I believe I sent you the video, they had a training, whatever you call it, class at the exact same location for the exact same thing in Australia. I sent you the footage of it. So just to bring a little bit of conspiracy or not conspiracy into it, I don't know. But I definitely think it's indoctrination. And I feel for our police department because they're our brothers, our neighbors, and they're getting put in the middle of something that is going to be uncomfortable for everybody.
And we'll talk more about that coming up with Tom Munns and Greg Pruitt and you at 580-5436. You're listening to the Kevin Miller Christmas Party. Ho, 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 everybody, at 580-KIDO.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street, say hello to
7:38, Kevin Miller in the morning. The Christmas party continues. We go to Jim in Middleton. Jim, Merry Christmas.
Good morning, Kevin. Merry Christmas to you and all the folks down there. You guys having a good time?
Oh, yes, they are. We'll just, we'll just keep it between you and me, but go ahead.
Well, Kevin, in January, I'll stop by on a Saturday and bring you some nice, fresh Greek baklava, and we'll have some baklava and coffee there, and then we'll have a good discussion going on.
That'd be great, because from what's going on here, I need a good discussion.
Well, anyway, Kevin, I'd like to take the opportunity to give my sincere best to all of the law enforcement people out there, and I feel so bad for them, what they're going through right now, and what what the powers that be, the politicians and what have you, have done. Not all, I don't want to paint all of them, but what they've done to vilify them and to put them in danger. I just really, really feel bad for them, I want to give them my support and so forth. But Merry Christmas, Kevin, to you and all the folks down there. And if I wasn't working, I would definitely be there with you guys and sharing the joy.
Thank you, Jim. We appreciate that. You have a Merry Christmas to you and your great family.
I will. Take care.
All right. Our great friend Jim in Middleton. Here at 580-KIDO, we've got the gang is all here, and before we get back to the panel, let's remember the year that was. We are broadcasting live from Ed's Cafe here in Meridian. Why don't we have a big round of applause for Governor Otter and John Felkins from Entree Leadership. Come on, everybody.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Rachel Cruz joins us. Rachel, good morning.
Kevin, thanks for having me. I can't wait to see you guys in Boise at Entree Leadership. I'll be there, and then also the Legacy Journey Live on Thursday night.
We're joined now by Alan Robertson and Kay Robertson from Duck Dynasty.
Hey, Kevin, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning.
Do your bubble for Idaho.
Okay.
Wow!
Kevin Miller broadcasting live from Bishop Kelly, promoting our schools, securing our future. 580-KIDO from Greenleaf Friends Academy.
Good morning!
Yeah, you see, that's what I'm talking about.
The medium market personality Marconi goes to Kevin Miller, KIDO AM, Boise, Idaho.
This award is about all of you that believe in radio, that believe in touching people's lives. God bless you all. Thank you.
Certainly a major loss, not only to 580-KIDO, but to the entire Treasure Valley Northwest broadcasting community.
Yep, finding out Saturday morning early that John Dwayne, former morning show host right here on 580, and back when KIDO was on 630 before the frequency shift for many years, John Dwayne with John and Chris in the Morning, has passed away.
580-KIDO, we're here at the Bundy Ranch. Mr. Bundy is with us. What would you like to say to the people listening in Idaho right now?
Goodbye, America. Goodbye, Idaho. Get some more spuds on the ground.
580-KIDO, Kevin Miller in the Morning. Miller's Mitch continues.
Kevin Miller, thank you from the bottom of my heart and on behalf of all of us at the Rescue Mission, and particularly the people we're serving.
Sean Hannity joins us now at 580-KIDO.
Kevin, I'm proud of your success. Your friendship means a lot to me. God bless everybody out there. And by the way, it's safer out there than New York.
We're joined by the one, the only, John Rich. I've been following you for quite some time, and I'm just wondering if you remember me at all.
Of course I do. You know, I wish you were still here. The folks out there now get to listen to you, so it's good for y'all listening. You've got a real rock star on your hands.
Kevin Miller in the Morning, promoting our schools, securing our future.
We love Kevin and KITO!
We have had a crash last night of an Apache helicopter, Longbow. Governor Otter, good morning, sir. I wish it were under better circumstances.
The toughest part is always to put the folks together that has to go tell the fans.
Our thoughts and prayers to the family of those departed, gave their life for our country.
Kevin Miller, the big turkey, is gathering turkeys for the Boise Rescue Mission right now. It's always better to give a turkey than to be one, and that's why we're here.
Over 538 turkeys to the Boise Rescue Mission. Thank you. Thank you. We do appreciate your great generosity. You have made a difference. All right, there we have it, the year that was. Our Christmas party continues here at 580 KIDO. Kevin Miller in the Morning as we move along. Let's go to TPB, your thoughts.
Well, I'll tell you, it's been an interesting show so far this morning. We've had everybody worried about the guns. I thought that little video you played here, I got a chance to look at. Most of your audience didn't get a chance to look at. The things that are going on in this country now are getting a little bit scary. We saw what happened in Australia. We've seen what happened in other parts of the world where people don't have access to guns or any way to protect themselves. And I still thank God that we do have our gun rights here, and especially in Idaho. Having come from the East Coast and having been mugged three times, had guns pointed at me numerous times, having a back window of a cab shot out.
Yeah, I think we were talking about the year that was, not you and the guns.
Well, why not the guns?
No, because we were moving on. That's the thing. Let's go to Tom Munns, a very emotional Tom Munns, moved by that montage of sound. Tom, your thoughts on the UN peace treaty?
You're such a
nice guy. Yes, I'm such a nice guy.
And then you ask me to come in on, and we're deviating away from the guns.
We are. We are deviating.
So
for
now
a moment.
I find myself in nowhere land, so I can just kind of go my way here.
Well, no, you always go your way. That's the issue.
Be nice, you get cut off.
Well, I try to stick somewhat close to where you are, but
I don't know where I am. But we think about the guns, obviously a big issue, and coming up, we'll talk a little bit about that. And our friend Isaac Moffitt is with us, O from Eagle as well, and we'll talk a little education because Isaac and I go way back with the education issues here in the state. But, you know, on a broader term, I suppose, you know, are you feeling nostalgic at all? See, when I hear that, I think of all the crazy things. I think of going to the Bundy Ranch and being surrounded by people with guns, some of them, you know, pointing them at me, like when I was in Iraq. And you think about, you know, Mr. Bundy, you think about just all the experiences we've had each and every morning.
I think the thing that I was thinking about most as you were playing that was all of the wonderful people that know you and all of the neat people that you got a chance to meet and all of the people that are kind of in the fight, I guess, if you will, or involved in doing what we're doing to make us who we are.
And why do you do it? You know, you could go hang out, and I mean, I know it's a little emotional, brother, and we appreciate it, but why do you fight so hard? And a lot of people misunderstand your passion. I don't, and no one in this room doesn't. I mean, why do you continue on?
Because I love Idaho, and I love my friends, and I love my country, and it's in trouble, and if people like me won't stand, who will? And I will go to the ends of the earth to be able to do what needs to be done in the best way that it needs to be done. And obviously that's through a peaceable means, through sharing knowledge. Anybody that would, you know, to dispel any of the miscommunication, which I believe this whole country is really undergoing right now. We're all part of political pawns and an agenda to have this agenda fulfilled. And the law enforcement and the citizens are all being put against each other. We're all, you know, we're all classified in America now as, you know, whether we're black or orange or blue or
green.
Right.
I think we've gone off the nostalgia trip, but I have to ask you, please. To share with me my favorite Tom Hunt story of all time. And you're in Montana. You're driving down the road.
You seriously want me to tell you this?
Well, you got
to
do it briefly, or I can just
okay.
say it.
Well, I was traveling down through Gallatin County, coming back from a church retreat, actually. I had an altercation with the federal USDA law enforcement agency.
Well, let me just paint a picture, and please correct me if I get this wrong. So you're seeing was it a park ranger, was it right?
Yes.
A park ranger speeding. Mm-hmm. So most of us just get out of the way, but you actually start following
the
park ranger.
Yes. Well, I had a 9.5-hour trip to get home, and I was actually supposed to get to a wedding, and it was raining.
Wait a minute. You're at a church thing. You're going to a wedding, and you need to get home.
I need to get home.
Okay. These are all relevant facts here. So, this adds local flavor to it here at 580 KDOW.
Yeah.
So you follow the park ranger zipping in and out of traffic. Do you ever think that that could be dangerous?
No, it was not. It was not dangerous. I actually still have the video and all of the audio for
the
conversation.
Yes.
But actually, when you enter into the park, it's 45-mile-an-hour zone, and she was going 80.
So you were chasing her.
I guess you could call it that. We were going in the same direction.
So you're chasing the park ranger.
I was.
And then another park ranger comes after you, and they try and detain you?
Yes, they did. And
they say get out of the car, and you said no?
Yes. Well,
you said call the sheriff?
Yes, I said I'd like to ask the sheriff be here, and they told me no.
And what happened? Did the sheriff come save you?
No. But,
so you were there with park rangers. Were they armed?
Yes.
Why did you do that?
Because it's what's right. And I would love, I get the chance to be able to talk about this briefly on the radio. I'd love to just be able to spill the whole story out so that people, you know, law enforcement and people that are listening completely understand me, which is part of why a lot of the miscommunication is, because from what I've told you, you'd think that I'm some kind of a nutball that just goes around harassing cops. In reality, there's much more to it. You know, there is what we call a rule of law, and there is what we call jurisdiction. And when you exceed the limits of yourself as a citizen, you get spanked. For it.
Right.
Well,
but
why
so
does
you
government
were the,
not get
you them? Were the spanker.
I was actually going off on a teachable moment a learning experience.
Well, you're a lot more education focused than I am, but that's my favorite Tom Munn story though.
And
you made it out.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Festivus for the rest of us. All right, coming up we'll hear from Isaac Moffitt. We'll talk a little education. I think we have a pro Common Core crowd here, so everybody's gonna sing the Common Core Christmas Carol today. Oh, it's going to be wonderful.
There is a Common Core Christmas Carol.
Yes, you're listening to 580. You're going to hear it here first. You're listening to 580 KIDO.
Well, tell us what it is.
Glenn Beck, weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
7:55, ho, 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 if we're going to talk. Isaac, you were here late, so the rules are if you're going to talk, you got to go out in the hallway. Pat from Middleton got you in trouble, that bad little elf. Yes, he did start it.
I was listening.
Here we go, 26 degrees in Boise. Now, don't swear. Do not swear at the Christmas party. All right. Let's go to that budding young comedian, O from Eagle, who I believe has some Christmas material for us. O, are you ready?
Well, I sort of am, but I got to tell you, I'm really disappointed. This is the lamest bachelor party I have ever, ever in my life been to.
Now, Tea Party Bob, you'll be the judge. We have a special horn for you, O, that if you don't make Tea Party Bob laugh... This is a rivalry.
I've heard about Bob's horn, and I'd like to avoid it as much as possible.
Bob does like tooting his own horn, doesn't he?
All right. Well, here we go. You don't really need those headphones, but go ahead here. You've got some good material for us, the young conservative comedian that's going to bring some entertainment to this program.
Well, first off, I'd like to start with Tom Munns. here's how Tom Munn's letter to Santa Claus goes. Dear Santa, I can explain. And then it kind of goes downhill from there, his experience in Montana. I'm a little bit sad that Liberal Steve is not here this morning.
I'm not.
I understand he's on some sort of alcoholic exchange program in Ireland or something. Is that correct? I'm not.
Can we issue a keep order for them? You know.
I see we got a little eggnog going here. I think you guys maybe had a little too much Christmas spirit this morning. I'm not sure, but we'll pick up. Okay, so
O's
you wanted some comedy.
O's on a roll here. You haven't gone to the horn once.
He must have spent a lot of time working on this material.
All right, so, you know, I like light bulb jokes, right? So
sure.
Here we go. How many reindeer does it take to change a light bulb?
How many?
It's a quiet audience this morning. 8. 1 to screw in the light bulb and 7 more to hold down Rudolph. Light chuckling in the back row. I appreciate your polite.
Very light chuckling.
It's the Christmas season.
It is the Christmas season. So what do you call a kid that does not believe in Santa?
What's that?
Rebel without a clause. Bob laughed. That was Bob. Let the record show that was Bob chuckling over here.
Well, that's an old joke. I mean, you got to be old to understand.
Yeah, I got that. Yeah, I got it.
Is this your material? Did you take this from someplace else?
Most of it is my material.
Your name isn't Yabara doing a little plagiarism here.
No. Most of it is my material. You know.
No, she's that senior from school.
That's right. Yeah. So, Kevin kind of reminds me of the fourth stage of Santa Claus. You guys know the four stages of Santa Claus?
No.
Okay,
what are the fourth stages?
The four stages of Santa Claus are, number one, you believe in Santa Claus. Get a little bit older. Number two, you enter the second phase. You don't believe in Santa Claus. Number three, Daryl over here, you start to dress up like Santa Claus.
Oh.
And the final phase, yes. Kevin, sir, yes. Buddy,
yes.
You begin to look like Santa Claus.
Now, who didn't know that was coming?
He's only lacking the white beard, dude.
All right. On that note, we're going to go to traffic, but
perfect.
Much more. 7:59 coming up next. Much more of everybody who hasn't spoken, and that means Pat will be quiet. Kevin Miller. Kirby Emmett.